The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
What's called floating offshore wind could be totally transformative for Ireland, and with the government's decision to increase the country's offshore wind target from 5 gigawatts to 7, many are celebrating this as a step in the right direction. One such person is Val Cummins, Ireland Director at Simply Blue Group. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
And you're joining us from Republic of Work in Cork. Now tell me, what is Simply Blue?
So Simply Blue Group is a blue economy developer. We are an Irish company with a global reach. We're headquartered here in Cork. And what I mean by a blue economy developer is that we develop projects in the marine environment. Most of our attention focuses on the development of floating offshore wind projects. We have a pipeline of 10 gigawatts of floating offshore wind projects in 10 countries around the world. So we're a boutique developer, but we punch way above our weight in terms of the knowledge and the capacity that we have built up over a relatively short period of time on this whole floating offshore wind journey.
Okay.
But we're also interested, Pat, in the ocean space and multiple use. So things like co-location with seaweed, etc. is very, very interesting too.
Now, let's talk about the technology briefly first. I know you're not an engineer, but the technology's there. I mean, it can be done. The idea of having windmills, which are tethered, I presume, to this the seabed in some way. They're beyond the horizon. They're way out to sea. There's loads of wind out there pretty much all the time. And it's doable.
Spot on. So look, in terms of it is absolutely doable. The technology is there. The investment is there. The know-how with companies like Simply Blue is there. What we need to do is to seize the advantage that we have now to harness the amazing resource that is also there, and particularly so in an Irish context. Mm. So what we need now is really to unlock this with the regulatory framework and the planning and policy so that that huge resource that we have will be unlocked at scale. And that's the transformative piece for Ireland.
That's the transformative. We need government to get involved and to do things right. In terms of the planning, I mean, if it's offshore, in our waters, of course, but invisible beyond the horizon, do we have the people in our planning departments who are capable of adjudicating on projects like this? Or would they just have to, you know, take the word of the developers that it's doable and safe?
Well, look, the development of a floating offshore wind project typically would take 10 years of project development. And the whole development pathway is absolutely guided by and governed by things like the Environmental Impact Assessment Directive in compliance with birds and habitats legislation from Europe. But in terms of national capacity to deal with scaling up of offshore wind, including floating offshore wind, we've been playing catch up really, Pat. And I must say hats off to the officials in the relevant departments that have put in place now the marine planning framework for Ireland. We've been waiting for this for quite a while. But in December of 2021, the government passed the Marine Area Plan Act. So we have a start made now in terms of a planning for offshore, in terms of leases and licences for offshore development. But to your question, in terms of bodies on the ground, do we have enough? We will need to see significant resourcing up in bodies such as on board Planola. We'll need to see new expertise bought in areas such as marine ecology. And we really need to be doing that very, very quickly so that Ireland doesn't lose early mover advantage, which it really is at risk of losing now because other countries, Scotland, France, Portugal, Spain, Norway, Italy, Greece, etc., they're all declaring targets for floating offshore wind. So now, we really need to act.
There will be a Europe-wide grid, and that would be terrific in the sense that the wind is always blowing pretty much off our coast. But if it should wane, well, the wind will be blown somewhere else, and you know, wind energy will be available right across the grid. How about the connections from way out at sea to our national grid, which is, if you like, the input point to that Europe-wide grid?
Well, look, in terms of how you might get, you know, gigawatts, tens of gigawatts of floating offshore wind to the marketplace. The European market is one target, but I think, and that will require investment, and certainly the likes of Eddie O'Connor and Supernode and all the wonderful work that's going on there. Advocacy is very strong for a European supergrid that's underground and offshore. But I suppose what I'm keen to point out, and actually there was a publication this morning by Hydrogen Mobility Ireland, which also points the fact that Ireland actually as a market initially can take not just electricity, but also molecules. And that's where this opportunity for green hydrogen production and e-fuel production kicks in. And the market there in terms of Ireland is not inconsiderable in the first place.
Yeah. Now, you're involved with Shell, and it's interesting that a largely petroleum company historically is getting involved in this area. I presume they see the petroleum writing on the wall and they want to be a very significant energy company going forward. So what is the nature of your partnership?
So we have a joint venture partnership with Shell to develop two floating offshore wind projects here in Ireland. I'm the project managing director for the two JVs, and one of them is called Emerald. It's about 35 kilometres from the Old Head of Kinsale off the Cork coast. And the other project is called Western Star. It's about 35 kilometres off the Clare coast from Loophead. And both of those projects are looking to develop about 1.3 gigawatts of capacity. Now, to put that in context, that would be enough to power about a million homes. But our approach to project development is to say, you know, you need to be able to walk before you can run. So the first step of each project we're proposing would be about 400 megawatts into the grid, which you've highlighted, will have certain capacity to take this electricity. But then what do you do with that excess capacity? And that's where it starts to become really exciting in terms of opportunities for e-fuel production. If you look at our domestic demand for aviation fuel alone, we require 1 million tonnes of aviation fuel per year. That's the equivalent of 10 gigawatts of offshore installed capacity. And that's before we even start about thinking to export to Europe.
So there are many ways to skin the cat. These are not inexpensive projects, Val. And you're talking about one of these projects might be 2 billion euro in its cost. But if you took the input tariff at the moment of 17 cent per kilowatt hour as the going price, now it would be cheaper than that, we know, when all this stuff comes on stream. But your payback time would actually be relatively short. Even if I allow for 50% efficiency, I worked it out less than 3 years. Not bad.
You've done more modelling than we have.
Now, that was a back of the envelope.
Well done on that.
Back of the envelope calculation, I have to say.
But I'll call on you when we're putting in our res auction bid. Look, these are, as you said, they're extraordinarily expensive, capital intensive investments, orders of magnitude of upwards of 2 billion for any one of those projects that I've just described. And that's where partnership with the likes of Shell is really important, because when we look at floating offshore wind technology, as you said at the very beginning, it's not new. The technology is there. It actually comes from oil and gas. Floating production platforms have been deployed for decades now. So we can partner with the likes of Shell to achieve that type of expertise, but equally to help in relation to the bank balance that is going to be required to make these projects a reality.
So finally, Val, when will I be turning on the light and knowing it's coming from one of your projects, one of your floating wind projects? How soon do you think that might happen?
I am planning to deliver the first floating offshore wind projects as part of the government's phase two initiative, all going well. And the target there is for commencement of operations 2030.
Just in time to help meet our energy targets. Val,
exactly.
It's fascinating stuff. We'll keep in touch with you over the coming time just to see how you're going and what roadblocks might be in the way and whether or not they can be removed. But Val Cummins, Ireland Director at Simply Blue Group, thank you very much for joining us from Republic of Work in Cork.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.